Whether it's national, local, or metro parks, each are at the heart of escapism for citizens. These federally protected lands have been at the service of the public for roughly 200 years. They consist of luscious green forests, tranquil walking trails, and playgrounds. With the Land and Water Conservation Fund expired and in limbo, the people who visit the parks are the ones who will suffer the most if it's not reauthorized. Brittany, a park goer and resident of Akron, says she frequently visits parks in her hometown.
I come to metro parks around the area often. I have a dog. She loves it too. There's not a lot of places in cities where people can really go and be able to have a clean environment and be able to walk and see nature, and that's so important for people to be able to do.
Brittany is not alone when it comes to enjoying the parks. Ryan, another park frequenter, says it's a humbling experience whenever he visits.
I don't know, I like to be in nature and like to see things being protected in its natural habitat, like seeing other people come in here and appreciating it and see its beauty and enjoy ourselves here because we feel like more ourselves.
The fund is what maintains these protected lands. Amy Lindholm from the Land and Water Conservation Fund Coalition says it was originally authorized for 50 years before they hit some trouble.
And that brought us to 2015, when suddenly this program became a bit of a political football and was kind of taken up as a bit of a scapegoat for folks who really just don't like the federal government and don't want to see the federal government managing any more land, even though that's not really what the program is about.
Lindholm says the programs fill gaps in the national parks and wildlife refuges, including state and local playgrounds, working land easements, and watershed programs. With the fund expired, revenue coming in from offshore drilling is no longer deposited into the fund. Congress is free to appropriate the money still, but Lindholm says they don't want to see the program left to the appropriation process.
It will be really hard to get landowners to participate in the program, and it will be really hard for communities who are putting up their own funds as matching funds at the state or local level. It will be hard for them to rely on the federal partner to come through.
Lindholm adds, while current projects in the pipeline may be completed, the future projects will be in greater danger.
We would see, I think, you know, more development of properties within the national parks, even in national wildlife refuges and national forests. Communities would have to look elsewhere for funds for local parks and playgrounds and trails and bikeways. And we all know how difficult things are at the state and local level to get things funded as well.
With Bill S-569 on the table and bipartisan support from Senators Rob Portman and Sherrod Brown, alongside members from the House of Representatives, there is hope for not only a reauthorization, but a permanent authorization in the federal government. The House and Senate will be able to vote on the issue after November 7th, when midterms have ended. For Kent State University, I'm Tyler Thompson.